A state lawmaker sought to draw attention to Tennessee's gun laws Wednesday by bringing a semi-automatic rifle to the state capitol. He says he wanted to show that in Tennessee, such weapons can be bought and sold without any sort of permit or background check. Nashville Democrat Mike Stewart says he hasn't touched one of these since he patrolled the DMZ in Korea.
It's a .223 caliber. It's a military round. It's the same. It's an AR-15 knockoff. It's not made by Colt, but it is essentially the M16 that was invented for the Vietnam War that over the years has been, you know, given a civilian application.
Earlier this week, Stewart bought this rifle in a parking lot on his way home from the Capitol. He says he found it in an online classified. $750 cash, no questions asked.
And I could go down to Walmart right now and buy all the rounds I needed. So I'm ready to go if I wanted to use this to rob a bank or to pass to a friend in a drug cartel or to commit a terrorist act.
Stores and licensed gun dealers in Tennessee face stiff rules. But as in most other states, Tennessee law allows person-to-person transfers without running background checks. Stewart says most Tennesseans don't understand just how easy it is to buy a military-style weapon. He brought his new gun to Legislative Plaza to make that clear. Stewart made a point of showing how a state trooper had disabled it beforehand. Still, Republican lawmakers like Ottawa's Mike Carter were not amused.
Mr. Chairman, excuse me, I don't want to interrupt, but this gun could be loaded?
No, it could not. Because
yes, sir. You obviously don't own one. You do not have it properly safe. Do not point that gun at me.
Carter and others argue mandatory background checks would also make legitimate transactions, like gifts from a parent to a child, illegal. They criticize Stewart for what essentially was a publicity stunt. Stewart's proposal for universal background checks was defeated on a voice vote. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.